Temporary protected status is offered a legal way to live and work in the United States for 1.3 million people. But because of last summer's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, Medicare recipients with TPS and other forms of legal status will lose access to their insurance benefits in January 2027. In some cases, after they have been paying into Medicare their whole working lives. Vanessa Sanchez brings this story from El Tiempo, a news outlet in the Bay Area, and our partner KFF Health News.
Like a lot of teachers, Rosa Maria Carranza can't seem to stay out of the classroom. It's a misty, drizzly morning in the Oakland, California hills, and she's with a group of young toddlers today at the outdoor preschool she helped found. She's assisting 2-year-old Luca get his arms around a wet tree stump with exposed roots.
Usted puede, mi amor, usted puede.
She's officially retired, but Carranza still spends several days a week here, romping through the forest with preschoolers.
Palo bonito, palo.
Carranza is 67 now. She came to the Bay Area from El Salvador in 1991 to work to support her 3 kids, who stayed behind with her parents. She overstayed her visa.
I was working without a document, working as a nanny, and sometimes cleaning houses.
In 2001, she qualified for temporary protected status. George W. Bush opened the programs to Salvadorans, including those already in the U.S., after a major earthquake hit El Salvador. With legal status, Carranza earned a degree in child development.
I started working as a substitute teacher.
A few years later, she met a group of parents trying to create a forest school. Carranza was surprised.
A forest school in Oakland?
The parents were also surprised.
A Salvadorian who likes backpacking?
But it clicked. That was 12 years ago.
So in 2024, I applied for my retirement.
Medicare and Social Security. She has paid more than $41,000 into the programs since she got TPS. Even more if you count the taxes she paid before that. But she and other TPS holders are going to lose Medicare benefits next year. That was part of the big tax and spending bill passed by Republicans last fall.
I have some nights I cannot sleep. I have insomnia because I'm just thinking about it, what I'm going to do.
Dristi Pillai of the Policy Pooling and Journalism nonprofit KFF says the cuts to benefits is unprecedented.
This is the first time that Congress has taken away Medicare from any group.
That's leaving older people who have been paying into the system with no good options for health coverage. Teresa Chain is an emergency medicine physician with UC San Francisco. She worries about her patients who are about to lose Medicare.
To have so many people lose their health coverage, because quite frankly, the games that this administration is playing, it's horrific. I'm shuddering to think what is coming.
She says older patients are already more vulnerable to illness.
It's quite easy for them to quote unquote fall off the cliff from a physiologic standpoint. And so they can get sick a lot faster.
About 100,000 immigrants with Medicare would lose access to the program in the next few years, according to the Congressional Budget Office. In a written statement, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said it's committed to ensuring that all individuals who are eligible maintain access to the benefits they qualify for. In Oakland, in her basement studio apartment, Rosa Maria Carranza pulls out a small box.
1, 2, 3.
She's counting all of her USID cards.
My social security card and my IDs, school ID, the work permits. Practically, this is my whole life.
The Trump administration has rolled back TPS by declining to renew the protection for countries it says no longer meet the designation. Carranza already knows she's losing Medicare next year. Now she also worries she may become undocumented again. For NPR News, I'm Vanessa Sanchez in Oakland.
This story comes to us from El Tiempo and our partners at KFF Health News.